Greetings, and welcome to another installment in the Dead Are Dudes scary story. Tonight's tale is titled Hush, Little Baby. Sandrina gently rocked in a creaky rocking chair as she watched over Darlene, a sound asleep six-month-old. In the quiet and stillness of the room, she eventually cracked. "So, who are you?" After a few seconds of heart-beating silence, a mild voice emanated from a dark corner of the room. "So you can perceive me," Sandrina replied. "Your rank older makes it quite easy." "Ah, you have some keen senses. You're certainly not mute or deaf, so you must be blind." "Only with my eyes," the voice muttered, an amused chuckle. She then demanded, "A name." The laughter halted. "Ejok. That's my name. Does knowing my name put you at ease?" "I want to know if I've heard that name before, or I will later." Again, the voice laughed. "Later? Don't you mean soon? You don't have much time left. And I assume you've conducted your fair business with the other side in your time." "Don't speak on what you don't know. It's painfully obvious you are a low-level minion. A foot soldier. A messenger. But right now, right here, a mere delivery boy." The voice grew annoyed.
"Now listen here, you old hag. I could snap your..."
"Snap what? Go right ahead and try." A molted, decomposed hand extended out from the darkness and reached for Sandrina. As it opened its decayed fist and spread its bony fingers, it stopped in midair and began to convulse.
"What wicked spell is this, witch?"
"Pathetic."
The hand retracted, wounded and belittled.
"She is claimed by Jovan," angrily quipped the voice. "She is claimed by me. I've been promised her for eons, spanning 5 continents, lifetimes of empires built, flourished, crumbled. I waited patiently like a fool. All the while, I've held my part 100,000-fold over. Thousands of suitable mates begotten nothing. All children dying at stillbirth. Not even their embers in sacrifice produced ounce of power. Power promised to me. This is my due. This is my claim. Begone, worm."
And with that, a wave of her hand, the voice wheezed and wallowed until silence again filled the room.
Adrian reclined back and solemnly stared her useless eyes at the sleeping, slumbering babe. Then suddenly a cold rush filled the room. She got up, shuffled towards the baby, and tucked her in with an extra soft flannel blanket, and then addressed.
Hush, be still, child. Sleep.
From behind her emerged a towering figure, cloaked in dark tattered robes and hood, with only dark red eyes. The imposing figure was ineffective to the blind woman, but she felt his presence. Turning around, she appeared smug, even cocky.
Even over my cold, maggot-riddled body, would you be able to touch a hair on this child's most precious head?
To that, the figure of the demon Jova spoke in a reverberating voice.
Which you dispatched of my capable henchmen quite easily. How could you do such a thing? Who are you aligned to? Who granted you this unworthy power?
She laughed.
Someone who outranks you.
Jovan grew enraged and then extended his arms over Sandrina, attempting to reach for the child. Sandrina waved her hands and started a series of incantations until Jovan was petrified and frozen. He growled and screamed out loud, "What is this?" She laughed and then revealed,
"I have aligned with another, more powerful than you, the light."
What? Impossible.
Oh yes, very possible. We have brokered an agreement. Eon. Males spilling blood, but producing nothing. This child will grow into a strong woman, and then you will see true power, true evil. Finally, its will be done.
Jovan was even more incensed. Impossible. As he tried to reach out again, his arms were on fire, burning.
Woman, this is an abomination.
Again she laughed.
She is under my care. Until the age of 18. And then I will hand her over to the light. But until then, she is mine to groom.
Be gone.
She made the sign of the crucifix, and Jovan vanished. The baby began to stir as she coddled the baby and comforted.
Hush, little baby.